Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio, live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites in Alpharetta. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. How are you, John?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. How was your holiday weekend as we do the show? It's the day after Labor Day.
It was fantastic. I went ziplining for the first time.
Really? Is there video of John Ray ziplining?
Absolutely not.
I'd like to see that.
How about you? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, we had our Labor Day barbecue. I mean, it's illegal not to have a barbecue on Labor Day.
Exactly.
So we did that, little swimming and so forth. So really nice family time.
Good.
Well, we got a great show.
We do.
Three more great business leaders here in the studio with us. Joining us from Jesse's House is Amber Black. We have Tom Voris from Choices to You and Britt Adams from Whitby Handbags. All right. And we're going to start with Amber Black. Takes me a little time because I'm trying to do this without my reading glasses.
You've had a 3-day weekend to get over, right?
And then, I kind of like my first excuse. you had to go there, didn't you? Amber, welcome to the program and tell us all about Jesse's House.
Hi. Thank you guys for having me. So Jesse's House is a local nonprofit. It's in Forsyth County. We are an emergency and long-term shelter for at-risk female youth. So we provide a safe haven for girls who have been abused and neglected, and they come and live with us. And we ensure that all their needs are taken care of, starting from basic needs such as shelter and food. And then we make sure that their medical needs are met, their educational needs are met. We work with them on mental health and overcoming the traumas that they've experienced. And then we also work on preparing them for their future, so building up independent life skills for them as well.
Wow. Tell me about the history. You're the executive director, but how long has Jesse's House been around?
So Jesse's House was started in 1998 after a needs assessment. And so we started out in a normal bedroom, a normal house, and we could only serve 7 girls, and it was an emergency placement only. So they could only stay for 90 days. In 2004, we moved to where we are now. And so we increased our capacity to 12 girls, and now they can stay as long as they need to.
Amber, talk a little bit more about what life is like for a young lady that's at Jesse's House. You mentioned long-term. I mean, how long can that stay be? And if it's a long-term stay, there must be a lot involved in taking care of that young lady on a day-to-day basis.
Right. So as you can imagine, taking care of teenagers is eventful in itself. And so we can have up to 12 girls. When they come to us, normally they've come from a home that hasn't been safe. So the first thing that we are managing are those emotions, making sure that they're safe, making sure that they're taken care of. And then we try to just make it as home-like as possible. So each girl has their own room. We do family-style dinners. They help us cook. They help us clean the house and do chores. We make sure that they have study time and go to school on a regular basis. And girls can be there long-term. And so we really need to prepare them for their future. We've had a couple girls that have been there a couple over a year, and then we have one right now who is coming up on her 2-year anniversary in October. So they really can stay as long as they need to. And it just depends on what their needs are. So we've had a girl that she was a senior in high school and she was graduating. And so we were working on scholarships with her, applying to colleges. And so having a senior in our house is a little bit different than having an elementary school kid in our house, where we're dealing more with making sure we got that healthy snack packed for them, making sure that they are reading 20 minutes each night. And so we really just take care of each child as they need to be taken care of.
In addition to the women that you've helped and that live there, are there full-time staff that are also living there or someone else besides just the people that you're helping?
So we don't have any staff that live there, but we have staff around the clock. So we have administrative people who take care of the case management and just running the overall shelter. And then we have what's called direct care specialists, and they're like who make sure the girls are supervised at all times. And so they work about 8 to 10 hour shifts. We do have awake overnight staff, and we're licensed with the state, so we have rules that we have to follow. We do 15-minute bed checks to make sure that everybody is safe and breathing. So we're kind of like a helicopter parent.
Well, we're talking with Amber Black, the executive director of Jesse's House here on North Fulton Business Radio. Obviously, it takes money to have to take care of these folks. How are you funded?
So we are funded through, we work with the Department of Human Services in Georgia, so Department of Family and Children's Services. We receive a per diem from them. And then we also work with Forsyth County Juvenile Court and receive a per diem from them as well. So our per diems account for about 56% of our income. And the rest is made up of grants and public contributions. So we really look for companies to help us out and donate funds, as well as just private people for monthly donations. We have an upcoming fundraiser, so sponsors for that, participants for that. In-kind donations. So think about what you need for your house and your kids and times it by 12. And so anything like that, helping us with groceries, toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning supplies, all of that is very helpful to us.
So something tells me that per diem doesn't exactly fit all the needs or meet all the needs that you have for all these young ladies.
Right. Yeah, it definitely does not.
I would assume that would be the case. So talk about some success stories that you've had.
So success at Jesse's House to us, it's very unique to each child. So I talked about the one young lady who graduated this past year. And so that was our first young lady that was able to graduate while in our care. And so she graduated. And on October 4th, we moved her down to Savannah State University to begin her freshman year. And then other success stories to us are being reunified with their parents or a relative who can take care of them. We work with the juvenile court. So sometimes it may take a longer time for a child who may be having a drug addiction to go into a rehab facility. And so we can keep them in a safe place and keep them sober for 20, 30 days prior to them going to rehab. And then also we just keep families together. So we have several sibling sets that come to us and we work with that family to keep the siblings together and then work to get that family back together as long as that family is safe. So while the parents are taking classes or getting housing set up, we make sure that those girls are taken care of.
So you talked about your fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit more about what's coming.
Yes. So we are very excited about our fundraiser this year. It is called the Fairy Tale Dash for Jesse's House, and it is a 5K at Fowler Park in Cumming. It's on the Greenway. It is a fast, flat course, and it will also be a 2017 Peachtree Qualifier. It's on October 15th at Fowler Park. And so we have great sponsors that have been working with us, and we need runners. So sign up, come dress up in your favorite costume. We're going to have photo ops with fairy tale characters. We're going to have a photo booth. If it's warm enough, Kona Ice will be out there. If not, we'll have some other great fall treats for the family.
If not, hot chocolate.
Right.
Yeah. Just the opposite.
Right. It all depends on the weather of what special treat we have out there.
Mike, I think she threw in flat course to attract us, right? I think that's the reason she threw that in.
If they had a zip line, you'd be there tomorrow.
Hey, John and his wife have run it, so I got good pictures of him out there on that course.
But it had to be flat for me to run it.
That's so, right.
Yeah.
Or at least
downhill, right?
That's right.
You said October 15th?
Yes.
So if anybody's listening to this show after October 15th, 2016, you do it every year. So
yes.
There'll be another one. We'll give the website and all that information at the end of the interview so people can find out when the next one is. But it's something that happens every year, which is why it's an annual fundraiser.
Right.
See, my Georgia education works for me every once in a while. Obviously, every young lady there has a story. Mm-hmm. You have a story, too. You're the executive director. What led you to where you are today? Tell us about Amber.
So I moved around a lot as a child, and my dad works for UPS, and we moved every 1 to 3 years. And so I had a little bit of anxiety growing up with each move. And so I went to school for psychology and originally thought I wanted to do law. But then I ended up working with teenagers in a summer job and fell in love with it. My sister's a social worker, and so I went to school for counseling. And I did my internship at Jesse's House. I had no idea about DFACS. I had no idea what foster care was or anything like that. And I remember after my first week going home and telling my parents, one day I want to be the director of that place. Like, you.
How old were you at this point?
I was 24.
Okay.
And so I finished my internship there. I ended up getting a full-time job taking care of the medical and educational services of the girls. I left for a little bit to get my license as a counselor. I ended up coming back with that company and doing counseling at Jesse's House. And when the director position opened up, I was still involved and was able to interview for it. And I'm going on 4 years in December, and I love the mission.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Miss Executive Director, where do you see Jesse's House going from here? What are the plans as you try to grow?
So we've always wanted to get more into preventative care as well. And so when I was an intern, we went into schools and did groups for girls who the counselors would have identified as at risk. So I would like to get back doing that. And then also with new laws coming down, there's been a lot of new things that we can do. And so we can make more parenting decisions. So it's really neat of what we're able to do with the girls now. Instead of having to go through a bunch of red tape for them to spend the night at a friend's house or be involved in the basketball team, we're able to make those decisions on our own now. And so we're just very excited to be able to continue to help the girls grow. So make those decisions to help them get in social situations where they do have to make those choices instead of just sitting in classes learning about how do I make healthy decisions? They can actually go out and make and practice those skills. So we're excited about that.
So Amber, your mission though is a little unique because there are not a lot of facilities like Jesse's House around here, right? So talk a little bit about the need versus the difference in the need versus what you provide.
Right. So there are other, at the state, we're called child caring institutions. I still consider Jesse's House a shelter. I try to run it like a house. And so other places may be referred to as a stabilization and assessment center. But there are other group homes. But what's unique to us is each child has their own room at our facility. And like I said, we just try to make it as home-like as possible. When the girls come in, they're greeted by bright colored walls, and each room is decorated with bright comforters and trying to make it where they feel comfortable. And we have a great set of staff that just really take the time to ask each child how their day was, or if you can tell that they need a little bit of a breather when they get off that bus, to give them that breather and then be able to chat with them while they're eating their snack or something like that.
All right, Amber, let me ask you the most important question of the entire interview. How can people find out more information so they can help donate, in-kind services, all that? Where can they find all this information about Jesse's House?
So you can go to our website at www.jessieshouse, and it's JESSESHouse.org, or you can visit our Facebook page. We're just on there as Jesse's House, Inc. So you can go on there, and the info about Fairy Tale Dash is on there as well.
All right. Amber Black with Jesse's House, the executive director. Thanks so much for sharing the story and telling us. I mean, I had no idea. That's a wonderful cause, and we'd love to support you any way we can at Business Radio X. So thank you for coming in and sharing the story.
Thank you so much.
All right, Amber. Real quick, want to remind everybody that Faratech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Faratech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, visit faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. Our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio comes to us from Choices to You. He is the president. Wow, we got big shots here on this show, John.
We do.
Tom Voris is Choices to You. Tom, welcome to the show and tell us about your company and what you do.
Hi, well, thank you for having me. Choices to You, it's a restaurant food delivery service. Basically, what we do is we partner up with restaurants in the area that don't offer delivery. In turn, you can go to our website, put in your address, and the restaurants that are within delivery range of you, you can order from right on our website.
How did this get started? I assume you started this.
I would like to say I started it, but it's this type of service has been around for a long time.
Okay.
I started out with a franchise of another company back in 2013, parted ways with them in 2014, and had Choices to You for 2 years as of August. We had our 2-year anniversary.
Okay. So you're helping not only, of course, the customers that you're delivering the food to, but I'm assuming the restaurants. I would think if you're a restaurant, it'd be a no-brainer to have a conversation with you.
Exactly. It's incremental sales. It's business that they would not be getting because these are people that are not going out. So instead of having them order, you know, the same old, give them the opportunity to get, food from your restaurants.
So obviously if I'm a customer, I've got a lot of choices,
yes.
choices to me, right?
So, exactly.
Okay. Can I order it from different restaurants? So my wife is not going to eat sushi, but I want sushi.
Yes.
So She can order from some other place that she likes.
Right. You can order from more than one restaurant.
It's going to cost you, though.
It's going to cost you, John.
You're making them do extra work.
There's
a delivery fee for each one, yes.
It's going to cost me, but my wife will be glad not to get sushi, but she can get what she wants, right?
And you get to sleep with both eyes closed.
There you go, right? Okay. So you've got a lot of restaurants, but what geographic area do you serve?
Well, we have an office here that covers North Fulton, Alpharetta, Roswell, Milton, Johns Creek. Also have an office in Gwinnett, covers the whole county of Gwinnett. And we are looking in Forsyth and Hall counties in the near future. So we want to grow it. It's a wonderful service. I'm actually one of my best customers. I have 16-year-old triplets and it's a little tough to try to my wife's like, I ain't cooking.
Well, actually that brings up another question. That sounds like a catering order to me. So,
yes.
So for business owners, and we get a lot of business owners, obviously that listen to this show, catering, I assume, is an option that they can take advantage of through the choices of restaurants that you have.
Yes, we have catering menus from different restaurants that we're partnered with. So if you want to order for, a business meeting or even something at home, you can place an order. That is 24-hour notice. But at the same time, if you've got several people at the office and you're going to decide to have a meeting, you can place an order right then. You can also do advance orders and it's great and convenient.
So how does it work logistically? I assume we go to the website?
Yes.
You have a listing of the restaurants. Can we place the order online? Do we have to call in? Do we have to sign in and register? How does that all work?
You do create an account, but once you go on there and you put your address in and all the restaurants that are available come up. You click on the restaurant you want to order from. Once you click on it, then there's the menu. Just go item per item of what you want to order, submit it, put your pay information in, and we take it from there.
Obviously, one of the questions that people are going to ask is obviously there's a fee for this, which, yep, of course you would expect, and no problem there. What kind of fee are we looking at?
We have a $4.99 delivery fee that is basically for the first 6 miles from restaurant to the home. Okay. So if you're ordering from restaurant that is a little further, it's 75 cents every additional mile after that.
If you drive there, the gas you're using anyway, it's about the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And getting it in the comfort of your home. So that's obviously a great advantage. So talk a little bit though about, let's talk about Tom for a second. So why did you decide to get in this business originally and what's your goals for this company?
I technically had retired and realized that that's not for me. I got a magazine in the mail and it was a restaurant that said they delivered. I called them, found out they didn't deliver, but they delivered through another service. Once I checked it out, I became a rather regular customer. I called and asked some questions about something and they told me they were looking for a new franchisee. And I said, well, I'm looking for something to do. One thing led to another and I bought a few franchises. Then again, some things changed. And then I decided to keep going on my own. It's just, I recognized the service back when, just before our kids were born. because my wife was spending time in the hospital. And when I would spend the weekends with her, hospital food ain't the greatest. So there was a company actually at that time, I think it was called Takeout Taxi. It was the same concept. So it was great. And then after that actually went away, there was nothing. And so I was just looking for something again with the kids. And there it was. And I just really enjoyed it. You know, I like talking with people and get meeting and doing all that stuff. And so I got to meet you there, John.
That's right. Well, over food, right? Imagine that.
Yeah, go figure.
Shocker. Well, and you mentioned the other services that were out there that are, you said, no longer exist. I mean, I've heard of this before.
Right.
What makes Choices to You unique and maybe different from some of the other ones that are out there?
I'd like to say me, but that'd be a true answer.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
But we just try to go a little further. Our drivers will have one, they'll have plasticware that if somebody needs it, they also keep condiments of different, you know, ketchup, mustard right there. So that if the customer is, you know, in need of something, especially if they're in a hotel or, you know, at the office and not, you know, don't have it with them. And just try to give them a very wide variety of what they can order from.
How do you do it? And we're talking with Tom Voris, Choices to You, because a restaurant, say, is open from, I don't know, do you do breakfast?
We are actually getting ready to serve breakfast.
Okay, so let's say a restaurant's open from, say 11, just do lunch, 11 to 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. You have to have drivers, I guess, and people ready to go at a moment's notice.
Yes.
How do you do that? Logistically, how do you do that? How many folks do you have helping you make these deliveries?
We just try to keep a certain amount of drivers based on the day ready. And, you know, unlike, say, like a pizza delivery, they're not sitting at the office waiting for that, you know, something to come out. They get out in the area, and usually we try to have them wait at some of our more popular restaurants, because generally the odds are that's where, you know, one of the first orders will come from. There is sometimes that it can be a bit of a logistical nightmare, but you do what you can. You know, if it, you know, traffic or weather can sometimes mess things up, so we just keep in contact with the customers.
Yeah, because that reflects on you. I mean, you're expecting the food to be timely. You're expecting it to still be warm, and so forth. So, I mean, there's a lot of pressure there.
Yes, and all drivers have insulated bags, so they go into the restaurant with the bag. The food is put right into the bag to keep it warm. And it stays there up until they walk up to the door or into the office.
Okay. So the people that you want to meet restaurant owners, restaurant managers. I mean, I assume you're always looking to expand your menu of restaurants. Mm-hmm.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. So tell us real quick, if we go on the website, what are some of the restaurants right now that we can go to as soon as the show's over and order some lunch?
Oh man.
yeah, I've got my phone ready to call. So,
okay. I'd actually have to go to my app and look and see exactly what's.
But you have a wide variety.
Yeah, you've got barbecue. You do have pizza. You do have. There's like House of Hummus is one of ours. Mm. Slopes, Grand Champion Barbecue. California Pizza Kitchen.
Okay, and some restaurants kind of already do this, but they do it themselves.
Right.
Here's an opportunity where if they don't want to have to deal with that, they mm-hmm. can bring you in and
yes.
you take care of it for them.
Definitely.
Great. Well, give us the website. Where can people go so they can go ahead and start ordering their lunches and their dinners and soon it sounds like breakfast?
ChoicesToYou.com.
And it's all spelt out. Choices to you.
Yep.
Very simple. Register yourself and start eating away.
Yes. And if I may, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And I'm a very big supporter of it. There's actually a group called the Amanda Riley Foundation that support highly. All the money goes to help not only the children that are battling cancer, but the families. And during the month of September, every order that we do, and that's in both Norfolk and Gwinnett, we're donating 50 cents to the foundation. Children, that's a big part. And actually, in listening to your interview, when we do move to Forsyth, we'll definitely get involved with you. I promise you that, because that's, you know, that's our future.
Great.
Good stuff.
And by the way, you do, I know some places do this, but I see here on the notes, you do gift certificates.
Yes.
I mean, that's a cool gift.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. I mean, you know, what better than the gift of food?
you don't tell me twice.
Yeah. I'm right there.
Yeah. You know, especially for, you know, salespeople when they, you know, for referrals or, you know, realtors at closings. They do gifts and stuff like that, you know, give them something like that. And
absolutely.
Great thing.
Yeah. Tom, thank you so much for coming by and telling us all about Choices to You.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, John.
Let's talk about Roswell Infinity. Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at roswellinfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
Guess who I'm having a conversation with soon?
Who?
Roswell Infinity. My daughter needs a car.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, last one broke down.
They've got a lot of great choices. Speaking of choices over there on that lot.
Yes.
Terrific place.
We're going to be having a conversation. I got to figure out what I'm going to do, but I know where I'm going at least. So that's half the battle.
Yep.
Our third and final guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from Whitby Handbags is Britt Adams. She's the founder and the CEO. Only the top of the line folks here. Britt, welcome to the program and tell us all about your company. And I'm going to pretty much kind of know what you do, your handbags, but tell us about your company, why you started it up, and what makes you guys unique.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So Whitby is a socially conscious luxury accessories line.
This has been a very socially conscious show. Have you noticed that?
It's very socially conscious.
Good, you're keeping the theme going then.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, so we're a little bit different than your typical handbag. When you buy a bag, we donate 30% of that bag sold to the prevention of human trafficking and bonded labor in Haiti, Iraq, Thailand, and Peru. And we work with the girls that we're sponsoring one-on-one to create a piece of art. They draw a piece of art, and that is printed on the lining of our bags. So it's a personal connection between somebody that you're sponsoring, that you're helping to prevent the exploitation in their life, to something that you carry as a woman, and eventually we'll have men products as well every day.
Now, this is a chicken and the egg question. Did you believe in the mission first, and then how can I help, and came up with the handbag idea, or did you come up with the handbag idea first? Say, listen, I want to help something.
Yes. Well, in 2012, I learned that something called modern day slavery existed. And I was 24, I was right out of college. I was looking to go back to school to do some graduate studies in nonprofit management. And upon hearing that something like this existed in the world, I just couldn't continue to live my life knowing that it existed and I wasn't doing anything about it. So I went back to school and wrote a business plan for a company that existed to prevent the exploitation of girls. There was a moment in 2014 that I went to India for about 14 days and worked with a nonprofit there that was rescuing women out of the red light district. And I think that's, you know, we all have our giftings in life. And that was the moment that I realized that rescuing girls was not going to be my gifting because I was sobbing the entire time and completely ineffective. I did not help that organization in any way, shape, or form. And so I came back from that trip and just realized that prevention was where it was going to be for me. And it was a part of the conversation of, okay, how do we stop the exploitation of girls that really wasn't happening? It was really more of the rescue, restoration, which is incredible, but I just needed to figure out what was my lane that I was going to take. So prevention, you know, now what? Now how do we tell that story, right? How do we tell that story in a new way? And so the metaphor of a woman of means, who has the means, being able to carry the weight of this for a young girl, the weight of so that she doesn't have to, right? Those are really heavy, heavy things. So that metaphor really led to the handbags, that you're actually carrying that weight for her in a physical sense, but then also in the sense of every single time you open your bag, you're seeing her artwork and you're seeing the weight that you're carrying for her.
So Britt, there's a big journey from getting the passion, getting the metaphor right, and then actually executing on the metaphor. So talk about that journey from getting from the passion that was in your heart to an actual handbag.
It was rough. It was rough, John. I went to New York City for 48 hours and interviewed 5 handbag manufacturers and 2 leather manufacturers, having no experience in design. So I wouldn't say that my path was the smartest or the shortest from point A to point B. But it was effective in the way that I found a manufacturer in the United States that I trusted. I knew that there was no child labor or unfair wages happening in any of the products I've made. I can say I know exactly where every single piece of leather, hardware, everything was made and how it was made. So that was really important to me. And then I did have a little bit of a design background, not in handbags specifically, but that kind of helped propel me a little bit further forward in the process. But it definitely took probably 10 times longer than it would have taken someone with any sort of design experience. The manufacturing process was extremely long, but I'm happy to say that we launched the first collection a year ago last week and am working on a second collection now.
Are you able to follow up to see the results of your hard work, how it is helping these women?
Yes. So when you buy a bag, you receive a little booklet with your bag that, and in that booklet is a picture of the girl specifically that you're sponsoring for that year. You know her name, you know how old she is, what grade she is in school, what she wants to be when she grows up. And then I do a check, an annual check-in, and I'm trying to do it more often, but essentially all of my customers know, you know, that all of the girls that have been sponsored are still in school, kind of seeing how they're doing. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we have results that we don't love, you know, that they've maybe moved out of the community or, you know, they had to stop school for a couple of months because they're one of their family, something happening in their family. But I just believe 100% in transparency. And so, but we were able to really show the impact.
So Britt, you started with handbags, but you're moving into other product lines, mm-hmm. right? So tell us about that.
Yeah. So we started with the Kodak satchel in Haiti. And in the spring, we're moving into other products in other countries. So we're moving into Iraq, Thailand, and Peru. And the lowest price point item will be $22, and it's a leather journal for men and women, and that'll be available at the end of this month, which will be a great giftable item for companies if you have customers that you want to give them something that gives back that they can use or even just Christmas gifts. I think it's going to be a great gift for that. And then we'll kind of move up the price points all the way up to our $1,300 bag that we launched with last year, and passport covers for men and women, some clutches, as well as a cosmetic bag.
All right, we're talking again with Britt Adams with Whitby Handbags. Two-part question. Number one, where are people purchasing the handbags? I knew this was going to happen. I forgot the other part of the question. But start with that. Where can people find the handbags, and how can they buy them?
We mostly do e-commerce, so www.whitbyhandbags.com. But we're also moving into retail, small boutique retail locations in the spring, just partnering with retail boutiques that are privately owned that really want to tell our story and want to showcase our bags.
The second part of the question that I just remembered is, how are you getting the word out? I mean, obviously you're on Business Radio X, but yes. How else are you marketing what you're doing?
We've been very lucky to have some great press, people wanting to tell our story, wanting to, you know, tell it in a new way. Other than that, we're on Facebook, we're on Pinterest, Instagram is always, a great way to market, but yeah. And just word of mouth. I think that, you know, our customers are our best advocates. That's why I wanted to create a physical product. As a woman, carrying a handbag, we get asked all the time, where did you get that bag? I mean, that's just a natural conversation starter for any woman. And so that's why I just love our customers, because when they're asked that, they become advocates. They become abolitionists, essentially, of saying, okay, I'm going to tell the person who's asking me this exactly where I got this bag, but then also the story behind it. And so they're raising awareness and carrying justice in their everyday lives. So they're our best marketers.
Tom and John and I probably won't get it, but for the women out there that love handbags, mm-hmm. compare it to what they might find elsewhere. Describe the type of handbags and why they look unique and what makes them different. And, you know, is there anything out there like it? So, you know, like you say, well, they kind of look like the Gucci bags or something, which again means nothing to me, but the ladies out there, the business leaders out there that are women, they would understand. So talk about the product itself, that what makes it appeal to the ladies.
So I decided to do luxury handbags because I wanted to create something that I wanted to carry. A lot of times when we have a socially conscious product, we feel, you know, we feel like we need to buy it, but then it sits in the back of our closet. So we don't actually love it. We just, you know, it's an emotional purchase. You're not spending $1,300 on an emotional purchase. That's what we launch with our Kodat satchel. All of our leather, I get directly from the manufacturers in Italy and Milan. I'm not going to do the competitor game, but I use the same leather manufacturers as the top handbag companies all over the world. All of our products are made in manufacturers that have fair wage and fair labor attached. So it makes them a little bit more expensive to make, but they're extremely high quality.
They're durable.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. And you know, I love to design, so all of our products they're fun. They're, you know, all of the bags are fun. They're different sizes. And then each one tells a story. And that's the most important part.
So Britt, we've got Christmas coming up it's already coming, but we're in September as we are on this podcast, but you've got options that go beyond handbags for business owners. We've got a lot of business owners of both genders that are looking for client gifts. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I think that the two items that would be great for client gifts are our bookmarks. We have a bookmark that you can gift at a $10 price point that says Carry Justice on it. That's really fun. That's available on our website now, as well as a leather journal. We have one for women and one for men. They both have the drawings of the kids on the linings of the journals. And the women says, She Thrives, and the men says His Destination is Greatness on the front. And they're both high quality leather as well, those covers. And they're at a $22 price point, but if you order in bulk, I'll give you a great deal.
Wow. We got a great deal right here right here on Business Radio X, didn't we?
It's really amazing stuff. And looking at Amber, and Amber looks like, the look you're giving right now is like you're like me. It's like, I just want to give Britt a hug when the show is over. It's like, oh my God, you know, thank you for what you're doing. It's wonderful to see people take action and do things like that. And it makes what we do seem so little, I guess. But at least we're able to at least get the word out and help any way we can with all this great work that's going on here in the community. Right here in Alpharetta, North Fulton, Forsyth. It's all right here. A lot of great stuff going on.
That's right.
Again, the website, phone numbers, any contact information for people that would like to reach out and help you in any way they can. Yeah. And of course, buy the handbags.
Absolutely.
Do that, people. Buy the handbags.
Buy the handbags.
Absolutely. You can visit our website, whitbyhandbags.com. But if you'd want to get in touch with me about those client gifts coming up for Christmas, it's Britt@whitbyhandbags.com. You can email me directly.
Great. Thank you so much for coming by the studio.
Thank you.
So, Mike, let's talk about North Point Executive Suites, where we enjoy our studio here today. And every week, they provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
And as we sit here in our North Point Executive Suites studio, I look at the big wall with the Roswell Infinity logos all over the place and the Infinity logos. And a big shout out to Apex Signs and Graphics because they did a wonderful job installing this quality hard work. And they're based right here in the Alpharetta area.
Thank you, Dave Coulter and team. Great job.
Absolutely. And we're going to try to get Dave on a show sometime soon as well, so he can tell us about all the things that Apex does.
They do a lot. He's coming up.
Absolutely. All right. Again, a big thank you to our guest today for joining us on the show. Britt Adams with Whitby Handbags, Tom Voris from Choices to You, and Amber Black with Jesse's House. Quick reminder, you can listen to our show live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 right here on North Fulton Business Radio X.com. And of course, the podcasts are there as well. You can listen to any of the shows anytime 24/7. Go to Facebook. We're on Facebook. We're also on Twitter at North Fulton BRX. So like us and follow us. And we'll do this again next Tuesday, right, John?
I look forward to it, Mike.
All right, John, great job. Again, thanks you to our listeners, to our guests, to Trey as well for helping produce and doing all the social media. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.